Parshas Bolok. The Oyv Yisrael Me'afta used to say that Bolok is Rosh HaTevis V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. And the Chassidim would ask him, but it's not exactly Meduyik, it's a Beis, it's not a Vov, it's a Kuf, it's not a Chof. The Lamed is. So he said, if you want to have Avos Yisrael, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, you're not supposed to be so medaktik on all the oisis ketanis. Not first day. Avos Yisrael, not just medaktik. Parshas Bolok, we have here a matzav with Bolok and Bilam together want to try to make a kitrig, a klolo on Klal Yisrael. It's mavor and the Zohar and the Roshim that Bolok was Mibnei Bonav Shel Yisroi. And Bilam was Mibnei Bonav Shel Lavan. Now it's interesting. Pashtus, it says that Bolok was the anacle of Yisroi. Bolok was Ben Benoi Shel Yisroi. But that's interesting because that means his name was Bolok Ben Sipor. We know that Yisroi had seven names. One of them is not Sipor. We have an eighth name now for Yisroi. I'm sorry. If Bolok is a grandson of Tzipor, that's fine. If Bolok is a son, there's a girsa that Bolok is the son of Yisroi. If Bolok is the son of Yisroi, then it's fair that Yisroi has another name, Tzipor. But it's interesting, if Bolok is the grandson of Yisroi, it's interesting that Yisroi has a daughter, Tzipora, and a son named Tzipor. But either way, Moshe is connected to Bolok. If Bolok is the son of Yisroi, then Moshe and Bolok are shvogers. Brother-in-laws. And even if Bolok is the grandson of Yisroi, then Moshe Rabbeinu is his uncle. Moshe Rabbeinu was also well connected to Bilam. Pashtus, he took over and he was the king of Cush for many years, but he had taken over Bilam's stellar in that country. And Bilam also, the Cheshbon is Bilam is either the son of Lavan or an anacle of Lavan, and according to some Makairis in the Medrash, Bilam is Lavan, which is interesting. If Bilam is Lavan, that's why when Bilam gets stopped by the Goder Mizeh, or even if the Emes of Bilam is the Yitzchak HaLotzim of Lavan, it's also true, he made by the Goder, he got stopped because they made a Gal Eid, that was a pile of stones. That pile of stones is the Goder. What comes to stop Bilam, Zu Lavan, from attacking Klal Yisrael is that Gal Eid. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei brings a machloikis. On one hand, it says that Bilam was only 33 years old when he died. The Gemara Darsh was a pasuk. Anshei domim umirma la yechetsu yemeim. So someone like Bilam Avada didn't even live half of his life and 70 years of his life, so therefore he only lived 33, 34 years old. And he was killed when he was 33, 34 years old. And the Gemara speaks out, Rashi Bavarn, that it's a machloikis, because the other medrash is saying that Bilam is Lavan, or upon him Bilam, it says there was Shloisha Hayu Ba'isa Eitzah. There was three people in the Eitzah originally by Paroi in Mitzrayim to go against the Yidden, and one of them was Bilam. Another one was Yisroi Taka. But Bilam, Lifidem on the Yom Ravadeh, is much older. So it comes out of machloikis. Whether Bilam is Lavan himself or just an anacle of Lavan, there are many parallels that you see over here. By Yovel Lekimel, Bilam Laila, and by Lavan also the Pasuk says that Hashem came to him in a dream by Laila. Pentadaber al Yaakov mitoy vadra. Koyech hadibur. Sai Lavan, sai Bilam is koyech hadibur. By Bilam it says, ki lo nachash bi Yaakov. By Lavan it says, nichashti vivorcheni Hashem begolecha. And Bechlal, it says that Lavan was Merami Yaakov, aseres moinim. The Zohar brings that going on various kinds of kishif, that there's a connection between the kishif from Lavan and Bilam. Now either way, if Bilam, you have to understand that Bilam is Lavan, then Bilam is our Zayda. He's mamish the Zayda of Klal Yisrael. If he's an Enikol, then he's a second cousin of something. But if he's Lavan himself, then he's mamish the technically we yoytzei halotza of a less mandapolik, no matter what it is. Avad Bilam, Ben Yehoyada brings, Ben Ishchai, that Bilam, if you spell it out, you spell out the letters Beis, Lamed, Ayin, Mem, is Gematria 696, which is Gematria Tsaris. So, Lekuli Al-Mavada, that's what we're getting into now. Now, there's a fascinating Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, where he speaks out, he says, you know, we have to have Amunah that everything it says in Torah Moshe is true, but how would we even know that this story happened? This was a private enterprise between Melech Moav, who calls Bilam, and they make the Mizbechus. It doesn't say there was a crowd there. It was done privately, and we're Maimon in it, because the Torah tells us that that's what happened, and it's a chelik of our Amunah, but Be'etzem, there would be no other way. It wasn't done by his Madrishta, the Nakuda of Amunah. So Moav sends a message, Vayomer Moav al Ziknei Midyan, and look what's happening. Ati Alachu Akolas Kol Sivaseinu, and it fears us, Ubalak ben Tzipor Melech L'Moav Be'esahi. What's that Hadgosha? Balak ben Tzipor Melech L'Moav Be'esahi. So on one hand, the Pshat is he first got the Shtela then. Pashtas Balak was really from the Sichei Midyan, it's Mavur. And that's what he's saying, that he's really representing Midyan also, and therefore they should get involved. There's another Pshat I saw from the Michtav Sofer, that the words Ubalat ben Tzipor Melech L'Moav Be'esahi is part of the message. You know, there was an empire of Moav. Moav was in charge of like a lot of different countries. Like there was the Turkish Empire there. There was empires that covered a lot of countries. And Moav is saying, listen, look what's happening over here. I have a big empire. But Yilachu HaKolos Kosev, he's saying, you know what's going to end up happening? Ubalat ben Tzipor Melech L'Moav Be'esahi. In the end, I'm just going to be just in charge of Moav. I'm going to lose the whole Turkish Empire. I'm going to be left with Turkey. I'm going to be left with a claim of Zach over here. Ubalik Matsipa Melech Lamoyev Beisahi. The Blagim Kimagim had garnished. From the whole empire, the Blagim had garnished. Now, Bilam is a Navi, and Rashi brings, Bolak is calling Bilam as Als Navi. So, Rashi, Neima Hishra Kodesh Boruch Shinose Al Goy Rosha, Kadesh Layeh Hishrein Pel, Umesa Oilam Loimar Lanu. Lanu, the Klaus on the Tata Levian, if you would have given us a Navi also. And what happens? He gave them a Navi, and he was marshal them. So the Velt Frech Akasha, what kind of teretz is this to the Pischein Peh? The Yidden come with a taina that they have a Moshe Rabbeinu, the Goyim come with a taina that the Yidden were given the Vue and the Vim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, and Tashi didn't give. So he gives them a Bilam. What is he giving them a Bilam for? He has to give them something, it has to be parallel. And the Pshat is that Adarabah, that Hashem is sending a message to the Goyim, that look what happens. I give some of the Koyach of Nevuah, and look how far-reaching he takes it. Because if you don't have that Kabbalah's oil, the Kabbalah's oil, what this means is I Yid, Ben Avim Yitzhak Yaakov, it's not going to help. Look what happens. The Gemara, though, stresses that Bilam's Nevuah was not Stam and Navi. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, in the end of Devarim, V'leikom Navi oid v'Yisrael k'moyshe, so Chazal Darshan, v'Yisrael leikom. Bilam is parallel to Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Choluk and on a higher Madrega than Shaar Nevi'im, and the Chazal is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Shoveh, Bilam is Shoveh to Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. There's a famous Shtikala in the Aviezri from Rav Shach al Rambam and Hilchas Yisoy V'Atoyra. Rav Shach says, Pshat, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalid, Moshe Kosav Sifrei B'Sefer Bilam. The Gemara over there, Bemis, is saying all the different Sifrei Tanakh, who wrote each one of the Sifrei Tanakh. And it says over there, Moshe Kosav Sifrei B'Sefer Bilam. Moshe wrote his Sefer, the Chamisha Chumri Torah, and he also wrote Parshas Bilam. And the Mepharshim said, what's this Adgosha? Moshe wrote his Sefer, and it's part of the Chamisha Chumri Torah. Bilam is part of the Chamisha Chumri Torah. Vos make Moshe Kosav Sifrei B'Sefer Bilam. So Rav Shach Daviezi brings from the Rabbi Shul Diskin. He brings from Rabbi Shul Diskin of Sharazay. We know that there's a chilik between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and Shaar Nevi'im. And we see that the Chazal said that Bilam's Nevuah was like Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat? There's Nevuah bas baklari ha-me'ira, and there's Nevuah when it's not bas baklari ha-me'ira. When the Nevuah is bas baklari ha-me'ira, then the Navi sees it clear, and there's no mocking for changing, for altering, for making a shinoi. It's clarbiasis. When a Navi sees a Nevuah, Shebis Baklari She'eni Me'ira, so then the Pshat is technically the Navi really has to translate it and reconform it and then give it over. And there's a mokum for Torah, there's a mokum for Lehed Yubimazid, making the Shinui. And that was the Chashash, the Apis, the Bilam is about to try to turn Klolus through his Nevuah. What he was planning to do is he understood he was going to have a Nevuah She'ena Haspaklar Yam Ira, and he would have a right to alter it. The Nevuah would not be saying, but he had a plan to turn it into something else. And that was his Kivon. The Abishter avoided that by giving Bilam the Darvish Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That by you it's klar, there's no mocking to Shinoi. It's klar. And that's what Aleph, what it means, as Moshe Kosef Sifra, that Lekam Navi Oib Yisrael Ke Moshe, Avav Nevuah Sa'ilam Kam, Ba'umah Sa'ilam Kam, Bilam had the Nevuah, Baspakari and Ira, not giving him a chance to change anything. Zokta Mishul Adis, and that's the Pshat, Moshe Kosef Sifra V'Sefer Bilam. Moshe Ro Gansa Chamisha Chum Shetar, even Pershas Sifra V'Sefer Bereshas. Sefer Bereshas is already Nevuah of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov. Now the Pshat is Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov is Gufa still Aspaklari and She'en in Iro, when Moshe Rabbeinu turns it down into Chamisha Chum Shetar, it's a Fahechur Medrega, and it's a Fahecha Medrega of Aspaklari and Iro. But Parshas Bilam, technically Parshas Bilam, the Brachas of Bilam, is already Aspaklari and Iro. What's Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, it says it separately, he was cost of Sefer Bilam because he was only matik it, he was only copying it. It was cut and paste, he put it in the way it was. By the Shara Nevi'im, in Sefer Bereshis, he was Malik more, so Moshe cost of Sifra, full Chamisha Chum Shetar. And also the Sefer Bilam. Bilam's, which was already Aspaklari and Ira, Moshe was matik it. That's the lotion that he uses, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Eni Elamatik. Now it's interesting that Rav Shach, he brings this whole shtickle from the Bishul of Diskin word for word, and then he says, Eni Elakematik Divra Bishul of Diskin. He uses the same lotion. Eni Elakematik Divra Bishul of Diskin. But then he wants to be Moshe, just one I suffer. He says, Efshel Lefid, this Mahalach, he can also be Maz Bepshan and the Nesoyin of the Akedah. Asach Redden, what's the Indian of the Akedah? That the Akedah, Avraham Avinu was Oymed in the Nesoyin of Akedah, Yitzchak was Oymed in the Nesoyin of Akedah. What's the Nesoyin? It's a Chatzivim, a Furish, and the Rabbi Yishmael, Mavadi, he would do it, what's the Shailah? Rabbi Stuproboy, there's a lot of Malcham in the Akedah, but he wants to say that the Pshat is that, yes, Moshe, Avraham Avinu kibel Nevuah. But it wasn't Nevuah of Aspaklari on the era. Maybe, you know, because there's a Stira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu earlier had told him by the Brisbane of Sarim, that he's going to have Zera and there's going to be a Hemshech, so it doesn't shtin. Maybe he should partake this Nevuah that he's supposed to be Oikid Yitzchak in a different way. Come to a different conclusion. And that was the Amida Binasoyin of Avraham Avinu, that he was Oymid Binasoyin. The end things did work out, but he was Oymid Binasoyin in understanding the Yisdar Sazayin, what he's supposed to be doing by the Akeid, which is a similar idea of being Kabul Nevuah. Now Bilam is going and he wants to hear. Again, he was trying to channel the Nevuah and turn it into a Klala. And the Eibishter tells him, Loi toir es ha'om ki baruch hu. Don't even try to shout them, to curse them. They're gebenched. Rashi says a mushal, mushal oimrim letzira loi miduf shech loi miduf shech. It's like you tell a bee or a wasp, I don't want not the dvash and not the ukitz. So I heard a very interesting pshat. It's a famous lashon, loi miduf shech loi miduf shech. I'm not from you good. I don't want good from you, I don't want bad from you. When the bee, the dvash is not really coming from the bee. It gets it from the pollen of the flowers, and the bee is just channeled that the dvash comes out of it. The ukitz, the sting of the bee, is from the bee itself. Now, if Bilam was going to try to give a klala, that was going to be his stuff. That was going to be a klala from him. When the brach is coming through, the brach is coming through, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brach that's going through him. And that's what's being nirmaz over here. Loi mi dufshuch, not from the dvash that's going through you, but loi mi uktzuch, not from the ukitz alein. Not from the ukitz alein. Neither way. And Bilam tells them that Lamaisa is really Tali Yakobi out of Boyre. And the truth is, in the beginning, Bilam keeps on telling them he can't do anything, and they keep on telling him anyways they wanted to go with them. So the stipler says, the pshat is, he already said he can't do it. What are they pushing and pushing? So the stipler says they thought that he was pushing, just trying to raise the price. It's all a way of, it's all a question of business. But Lamaisa, Bilam says, like, Uchalazo is Ktano Igdoilo. I can't do anything that small, that big. Like uchalas is ktano igdoilo. So it's an interesting pshat. What does it mean? Like uchalas is ktano igdoilo. Emes says, you know, the Gemara says in Brachas, that's Zayin, and the Zohar of Yom, the Gemara says, Bilam knew the rega that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was kois. I say rega that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was kois, and Emes Chazal say el mole kois Hakadosh Baruch Hu loy nishtayim isanim shel Yisrael through the pollen. The Emes, the Eibush, the Menenes, the Eibush, they didn't do that kas of that rega. But the Emes, the Abish, the Bilam knew that reg of Kas. So Fred Tosis, Tosin Brothers asks, What could Bilam already do in that one rega? What could you say in one rega? He only has one rega. What could he say already? So Taisa says two truths. One Taisa says, Kalein. Destroy them. Kalein. Kalein. In one word, Kalein. Zveig Taisa of Taisa, if it's already masculine, the klola, Bilam knew to be mechavan to start the klola exactly at that second, it could already be mamshik and afterwards. That's the two truths of Taisa. So Kleretzach says, okay, that's the pshat, what Bilam meant. I can't do katana u'gdoila. Not the erst pshat of Tosfos, which is short, and not a grois of teretz, not like it's fake teretz, which is grois. But I want to say actually a different pshat. In the first teretz of Tosfos Gufa, Tosfos says you can say kalein. What does kalein mean? Pashat kalein means destroy them, kalein. But the Yemen says kalein is Rosh Tevis. Kalein is Rosh Tevis, kiloi nachash b'yakoiv, Loy Ishkeo Viyachazev and Matoy Voyalach Yaakov, the Rosh Tevis of the Brochus, the Arichas of the Brochus that Bilam says afterwards, it's all Nichol in the Kof Lamadin. He was planning to give a Klola with Kof Lamadin. It turned into Brochus, Kiloy Nachash, Loy Ishkeo, and Matoy Voyalach Yaakov. So the Akas Ketana, Akas Ketana was also in the Erste Teretz. Echken Ishtan Ketana, that the Posh of Shah, Kalein, and Oichen Ish Gedoyla, the Ganser Rosh Tevis of the Kalein, also he's not going to be able to do. Akas Ketana, Oich Gedoyla. From the Gro, it's brought down a different shot. The Gro says that the MS, the Pasuk says in the Haftorah, Mo'ekei v'kabei keel, u'ma'ezoi ma'zoam Hashem. So Zok the Gro, the Medrash says, it says in the Pasuk, Vayosem Hashem dover b'fi Bilam. Hashem put something in Bilam's mouth. What did he put in? So the Medrash brings the Machloikas. One man the Omer says it was a resin, and one man the Omer says it was a chak, which is two kinds of a muzzle. But in this kind of a muzzle, one of them is that it pulls the tongue out, and one of them is fakir, that pushes it in. So Zok the Gro, that's really the two things over here. We know when Shem Hashem, Yud and Hey, Kof is Midas Hadin. Yud Kei Vovke is Midas Arachamin. By Shem Elikim it's fakir. Kael is Midas Arachamin, Elikim is Midas Hadin. So Mo Ekoiv Leikabai Kael. Bilam was trying to do Midas Hadin and say Elikim, and it got shortened to Kael. Ma'ezam Ma'zam Hashem. He wanted to make Midas Hadin with Yud Kei, and it got lengthened to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Zok to grow, that's what it means. Achas Ketano va'achas Gedoylo, that he can't do either one of them. Not make it bigger, not make it smaller. Now Bilam comes Ushnei Ne'orav Imoy. We know the famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Someone that has Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, and Nefesh Fela is Mitalmidav Shel Avraham Avinu. And if you have Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, Nefesh Rechava, it's Mitalmidav Shel Bilam HaRosha. Those three things is Ayin, Ruach, and Nefesh. It's either Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Fela, or Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, Nefesh Rechava. Ayin, Ruach, and Nefesh is Nar. I have Ramavin also by the Akedu, Shnei Ne'or of Imoy. Both of them came with their Ne'orim. Both of them came with their Nefesh, Ayin, and Ruach. Now Bilam comes with his Ayin Ra, Ruach, Gavoya, Nefesh, Rechava, Mash Rabbein. Avraham Avinu is coming with Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh, Tevah. And Bechlal, you see the difference. The Mishnah compares Avraham Avinu to Bilam. Bilam is looking to Mekalel Klal Yisrael, and the embassy looks that most of Klai Yisrael looks, everything is good, so he's looking for a corner, a different angle. He brings him his beiches here and his beiches there, looking at that from this angle, from this corner. Epis, a claim is that he wants to, even though he sees Vemet, it's Kulay Toiv, maybe because he's going to find a brekele, something, in a winkle somewhere, he's going to find Epis a Dabara. And Avraham Avinu is Punk Fakert. He comes to be Mispalal on Stoim. With Stoim, the Abis already told him is Kulay Ra, and he's looking, he has the Ayin Toiva. He finds that Nakuda Toiva, he's looking the whole time. Efshet to find the Nakuda Toiva. That's the comparison between Bilam and Avraham Avinu. And it's also interesting, Bilam keeps on making the Mizbechas in other places. It doesn't work here, he doesn't realize maybe he did something wrong, he's not doing it. He said, there's something wrong with the place, the floor is crooked, I'll try somewhere else. Avraham Avinu, Vayami Ba'oisei Mokem Shein Spalo. He goes back in the same place always. And maybe I have to change myself, maybe I have to do more with Tifkai, more with the Bren, more with the Barnkai. Something has to, I have to work on myself. Bilam, no, I'll try here, I'll try this, keep on moving around. I'll try somewhere else. The chilv between Avraham and Bilam. So So Bilam is going, and then Vayiftach Hashem espi ha'osayim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Asara dvarim nivru be'erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes ve'elu heim. And among the 10 things that were nivru bein hashmoshes is pi ha'aretz, pi ha'be'er, and pi ha'osayim, which is the past three parshiyos. You have the pi ha'aretz by Koirach, you have the pi ha'be'er in Chukas by Miriam, and now the pi ha'osayim. And Emma says next week's parsha also is Pinchas is pi ha'goyro. But that wasn't created Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. But these three were created Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. The Mefarshim, the Bartanur, the Tzitzis Yontif, the Mefarshim on the Mishnayis. What does it mean? This Osoin was created bein hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. It was thousands of years old. So they come to explain it doesn't mean the Osoin itself. It means the Koyach of Azah Osoin, the Koyach Hadibur of the Osoin, or the El Tezeda of this Osoin. But there are Mefarshim that want to learn Kipshutoi that Ataka means the Osoin Alain, that this Osoin was created back hundreds from thousands of years before from Yimei Bereishis. So I found it interesting. The Pasuk says that Bilam says, Anoichi Asoincha Asher Rachavta Me'oitcha Adayim Azeh. So the Medrash says, you see from here, Malami Shaloi HaYazokin, you see that Bilam wasn't so old, because the Osoin is older than him. Yeah, Bilam is saying, this is the same Osoin I was all my life. So up the Medrash, you see Bilam wasn't so old because the Osin is older than him. Most like, according to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, if you don't keep Shutoi, the Osin is from Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. On the other hand, we said that Bilam, it could be is Lavan. So both of them are it's out of the league B'chlal of handling, not like the other Man Diomar that says he was only 33, but the Medrash is obviously going like the other Man Diomar that Bilam was only 33. So Bilam hits the Osin. And the Osin asks him, why are you doing this to me? Zok Bilam, ki is allowed to be. Emma says it's a Peled Gezachir. Bilam talks back to the Osin. He was obviously just as shocked as everybody else, but he had to make Shechan. Oh yeah, this is my Simon. Oh yeah, he's playing along. And he gets big Bizyonis because he says, Luyen Shcherev Biyodi. He's talking about Bilam. He's being paid here, Maloy Besa Kesev Azov, of Balak, in order to be makalo, koichai the pet. And here the Osan is talking, which is that itself, the Chavetz Chaim looks like. You see here, about you're nispol because you have a koich adibur. And Osan can also have a koich adibur. Don't be nispol, you have a koich adibur. But even more, he gets his abbas yoinis for Rabbi. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He says, I didn't have a cherub. What do you need a cherub? You're just a koichai the pet. Can't chat with an Osan who's able to talk. So the emissary show you mess. Why takanat? Why didn't he be makalol the dawson? What's takanat? Good, he got his yonis, but this was a fake right. He didn't have koyche b'peh. He had koyche b'peh. So either the pshat is he only was able to do it in the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyche. It wasn't that rega. Well, the Balaturim, he brings another pshat. He says, Bilam had a koyche of one klala per day. He didn't want to use it up. He didn't want to use it up on the awesome. Rather, use it for klala Yisrael. So now they're building mizbechos. There's a whole, you know, seven mizbechos. The Aben Ezra and others, they talk about Abad, that by Klal Yisrael they could use the same mizbeach always, but by the Umas it's the Pirud. Seven. There's an Inyan of Koyach of seven. Altogether, 42 mizbechos. There's a whole Seder Advarim of the mizbechos. Now the first time it says, Vayal Bolak u'Bilam par ba'ayah ba'mizbeach. Bolak and Bilam were both mala, the par and the ayah. They didn't bring kvasim. They brought par ba'ayah. Par is connected to Avram Avinu, the Labokar, Rats Avram. And Avram Avinu, they have Koyach by the Umay Sol, so they have a Yishmol. And the Isle is Yitzchak, the Akedah is Yitzchak. And from Yitzchak also, the Umays have a Koyach of Esav. But on the Keves is Yaakov. Yaakov is Mitas Shlem, it's Kulei Klal Yisrael. They don't have what to do with the Keves. They're using the Par and the Isle. And Bolak and Bilam were Mala, the Par of the Isle and Mizbeach. Now, there's an interesting Vyik. The next time when they meet the Mizbeachis again, the next two times, it's just Bolak. Vayal, Bolak was Malah the power in the aisle. The first time it says Bilam also, afterwards it's only Bolak. Zakhar B'chaim Kanievsky, after the first time, it says that Bilam got blinded. He was Stum Ha'ayim, and he lost his eye. And he's a Balmum. And a Balmum, even by Ben Noyach, a Balmum can't be marked on a Balmum. And therefore Bilam was puzzled for Akrobah. He asks, Lamaisa, it says he was already Chiver Baragwai from the first time, even before the first time. So he says that was only a mum, it wasn't the Chasar Eiver, by Benoyah, only the Chasar Eiver is a problem. But upon after this first Akrava, when he lost his eye, so Bilam is now Pasal Akrava, and that's why the next two times, it's Taka only Bullock being makrid the carbon and not Bullock and Bilam. There's a whole arichas of the brachas that Bilam's called the son of the brachas. One of the psukim it says, "Hein am levodad yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov." So the Beis Halevi, he talks about this topic a lot, but he says a word. We know that Klal Yisrael is only able to be oimed in the golus is dafka if they don't want to be with the goyim. We see through history, Kaseida, when the Yidden wanted to be mascarif to the goyim, dafka because of that, through that, that's where they're mapolike. And he talks about it a lot. He talks about miyad ochim, miyad esof, basically, we ask to be loymi dufshach, loymi uktzach, like we spoke before. But he touches up in this pasuk, hein am levodot, Klal Yisrael, if they stand alone, then yishkon, then everything is going to be, they're going to have b'shchemus. Uva goyim, but if they want to be together with the goyim and they think that it's going to be better, no, then pum fakad, lo yischashov, then they're going to lose the chashivus. And a lot of the psukim there are messages that someone, how Klal Yisrael is supposed to thrive through the golus. One of the psukim it says, "Vayisa mesholi vayoymar, oy mi yichya mishumoy keil." Oy mi yichya mishumoy keil. I think the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar writes that this is going on in Shmuel. Sumoy keil is shmoy keil, someone who has keil in his name, Yishmoel. And it's Klal Yisrael saying the krechts. Oy mi yichya mishumoy keil. We're krechts in Klal Yisrael. The besoif the golus is going to krechts. From the Gevaldike Yisurim that they're going to have from Shmoy Kel, from the one that's Shmoy Kel from Yishmo. I saw a different shot that Yisumay Kel, it spells out Shmuel. Shmuel. So what's Shmuel? So one shot I saw, Pinchas Mekaretz, he says, Bilam was complaining. You know, Kairach also started up with Klal Yisrael, there was a whole Maisa, but in the end, Kairach knew that he's going to have a Soit, he's going to have an Achris, that Shmuel came from him. And Bilam is kratzing, he doesn't have he doesn't have a Shmuel that's going to come at the end. He doesn't have a Shmuel. By Kairach, he's given him a Pola, but there was a Shmuel at the end. Bilam is kratzing, but Yisim Shali, he doesn't have a Shmuel at the end. He doesn't have an Akos. There's another pshat, Pilpul. There's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Moide b'knas, v'acharkach bo edim. Because Bilam is thinking, what could be? He did such a gefarlich thing, he tried to be Makalo. What could be? Terah says, he could always be Moide. And if you might, the might of a knas is potter. But it's a machlaikis. Klaiso, the Abishta knows everything. The Abishta sees the Abis. So it's very nice, it's like Moid of a knas, but it's like Moid of a knas, Machakach Moedim. So maybe like Rab, that's potter. But Shmuel holds Moid of a knas, Machakach Moedim is Chayiv. So that's what he's correcting over here. Oi! Mi Yichye, mi Shmuel. Mi Shumakel, mi Shmuel. If you're going to pass him like Shmuel, Bilam is correcting, he's not going to have an Akhris. After all the brachas turn into klalos, and again it doesn't work, they tried all the different mizbechais. So now, Bilam, Bullock asks Bilam, what's the eitzah? So Bilam gives him an eitzah to be machshel dem biznus. Anaya maisa, anaya sugya. Why didn't he think about that at the beginning? And they tried a whole bunch of different things over here, and then he gives him an eitzah to be machshel the klal Yisrael in znus. Zot techasam sefer. There's a machloikis if chazaka is after two times or after three times. Machloikis. So it's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. It's a machloikis, Bullock and Bilam. Bilam did not give an eitzah to be machshel dem biznus because Bilam held as a chazaka after two times. And Bilam sees that Klal Yisrael was nichshel on the eagle. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is still on their side. Klal Yisrael is nichshel on the Meraglim. And the Eibishter is still on their side. There's no tayelas in trying to be macho them in chait. We see already there's a chazaka that hachshala b'chait's not going to make a makara for them. So he tries to hold it from a halal with karbonis, with mizbechos, with brachas, klalas. And if you notice in the psukim, he tries it twice. After two times, he says he doesn't have it anymore what to do. Bullock says, no, let's try a third time. And Bullock tries a third time, and he's makar karbonis the third time, just Bullock. Zok Bullock, you have any other aces for me? Zok Bilam, I don't have any aces. But the shitosha, I have an aces. You held that the chazak is only after three times. That's why you tried a third mizbech. L'shitoscha, one more chance to try with Avera. Even though they were ready when Nitzel from two Averas, but L'shitoscha, the Chazak is three times, you can still try the Mahalach of Avera. So it's totally the Machalach, and he gave them the eights of being Machalach and the Avera of Znus. Interesting dikduk. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it describes how they were Machalach, the Klai, so it's Znus, is that they were selling different things, selling begodim, and outside would stand a very old lady. And then they would call it in, and inside was already the tzeira, and they would talk, and she would be selling him things, and then eventually she would offer him yayin, and then offer him to the oyved avodah zarah, the whole seder on Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is the tzeira was b'chutz, and then v'yaldo imeris loy b'pachas. That was the chap that the younger lady inside was offering a better price. But it happened. The lashon of the Gemara is v'yaldo imeris loy b'pachas shnayim or shloisha pa'amim. Lashon of the Gemara is that it happened two or three times. It's the machloek. It's the chazak is after two times and after three times shnayim. That was the whole machlokes of here of Bullock and Bilam. The pasuk says, "Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim, vayochel ha'om liznois." The Arachaim says, "What does it mean, shitim? Shitim is a lashon of shayit. Is a lashon of l'tayel. Shatu ha'om. It says by the mon. Shatu ha'om. Rashi says, "Ein shayit el lashon teil." They went on a teil. They didn't stay in the Bismedrish, they didn't stay in the Machaneh. They went L'shayit, L'tayel. And right away, what happens is, Vayochel ha'om liznos. There's no way out of it. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Omer Rav Yosi ben Kisma, Pam achas, ha'isi mahalach baderach. One time, the whole time he was in the Bismedrish. One time he went out. And right away comes someone that offers him, I'm giving you the Zohar, Margolius, he wanted to convince him. So he chapped himself, he said, no, Ein anidor, ela b'mokim Torah. But one time, Pam Acha Sayyidim Alek Madera, Pagash the other Mechad, he says, Ritzoyim Chalogar Imanu. One time. That's the secret. Vayeshev Yisrael Meshitim, if it's Meshayat Vatayo. It says in Parshas Baloischa, Vayesha Shehutar Vaderech Lehoya, Vechod Alas Yisa Pesach. So it says, you make a Pesach Sheni. But there's a Mahalach. One, I forgot which one says what. There's two nuschayos to this word. One is from Rabbi Kveg and one is from the Goyim. But the nusach is Va'isha asher hu tahar uvaderech lehoya. Someone who's tahar, you know who that is? Uvaderech lehoya. Someone who didn't go on the derech. Someone that stayed in the bismedrash. He stayed in the bismedrash, then he's tahar. And the other nusach is Va'isha asher hu tahar uvaderech. Means the sedar zazach lehoya. Snizdan lehoya. Snizdan zazach. Ashrei starts off, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. You stay inside the Beis HaMedrash, and the end of Ashrei is Tehillas Hashem Yidav Rapi. But there's a pasuk at the Hillel, it says, Ashrei Tamimei Derech. You go on the Derech, and the end over there is Ta'isi Kesa'oivet. You get a blunder on the Derech. So what happens over here is, Vayeshev Yisrael B'shitim, is that if you go to be Meshayit, to be Metayel, then it can come all kinds of Zachim. But what's Taked Eitzah? If a person Mechozes, you have to go to Misrad HaPnim, I don't know, you have to go somewhere, please. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is a person has to be shaku and learning wherever he's going. There's a word that says by Pinchas, which was the Maisa here at the end of the parasha, the Gemara says, Ro Maisa Veniska Halacha. Pinchas saw what's going on, and you remember the Halacha of the Kanoim Poikiboy, Gans of Sugi, we'll have to see. We have to show next week. Ro Maisa Veniska Halacha. But there's a word that they say, Ro Maisa Veniska Halacha. You saw something maybe you shouldn't have. Frach right away, we're going to halacha. Later, I'm going to be so tired in the moyach, in the koyach, and then there's an under his afro. Ro, maisa, viniskar halacha. That's taka the eitzah. That's the kanois that a person has to do. In the soyin of vayeshev ha'om b'shitim. So mazoy chazayin, this was not in yonah d'yoyim, avad we're holding mamish in the middle of this man. He's talking about l'shayit, l'tayil, it's not the... Over, parashat shavuah.